Ash and JD, they're the host, talking real, they're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit, get ready. Cause you won't wanna quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys. From deep discussions to silly tales, the Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
Hi everyone, apologies for this episode. We've had a bit of audio troubles, but you can hear us more actually than me. But if you do mind bearing through it, it is definitely worth a listen. It's one of the better episodes, if I do not say myself. So yeah, bear and grim with it, and yeah, enjoy, please. On the road again.
Yeah. And I was thinking, it's been a while since we have actually had a road trip. It's going to be a good few years now. Like a long distance. It's got to have been, would it be Blackpool or Yarmouth, the one that came last? Just put in context, when the Yarmouth once on, then Blackpool and Yarmouth again, all the lads. Yeah. So, we just speak about this beforehand, that you actually helped me on my first motorway trip to get to Great Yarmouth. Do you remember? What I find now, obviously, I had a Citroen Saxo. I've been driving, I think 12 years now, 11 years. So you don't, when people pass now, they don't buy old cars now, do they? Just, So I've recently just got a car on finance again. Just need a bigger car. So I've got a bigger car, finance. Before that, I had my car for 4 years at a powered out point. And I do feel paying a car outright is such just the way forward. It's just that monthly installment of your car going out. Besides your mortgage, it's the highest bill to go on. So just every month you're paying for this car. So tell the listeners who we're going to see tonight, Jack. But he's got like main character energy, and he always has to say and do something. Get involved. But I don't know if that's a good thing. Should say taking the points of it's not all on Fiore. Also, it's just distracted from it. And the geezer's apologising to John Fiore. Seen how much the reports, how much fault it's going to run. So you think 35 million, and then Tyson Fury. I've seen that once, it's basically 70 to 80 million. That's alright, that is, isn't it? Win or lose, that is. That's alright. I'm fighting for 35 million to get knocked out. Yeah.
had a technical thing. It's gotta be interesting.
Is that next week?
I'm sure it is.
I thought that was June. I might be wrong. I thought it was June. I thought it was June 20th. Oh, for Backlash, we're going about the mic. I think the Backlash main event might be at the end of the month. I think that's normally the end of the month, the beginning of the next month, out of every fourth. It's normally the last Sunday of the month, whatever other month, whatever it is. So that would probably be more June time, but I might be wrong on that. But Mike Tyson is going to fight internationally. You know when he's in the ring with him and he goes into that place, the only Mike Tyson plays, just that glare, the only that like that. It's like a jail yard stare, where he just looks into his soul, isn't it? I've seen some of the training thing that he's been doing. They've released some of the pictures in there. Jake Paul's put, I think, 20 pounds of. Well, he looks like 20 pounds worth of fat, but obviously he's going to put down in it from that now. I've seen all the comments saying, Mike Tyson looks ripped and his training looks so much better. Jake Paul's looking a bit heavy. I think he's put too much on to put down. I think he's going to really start. Everyone's saying this is scripted, everyone's saying this is like some of that bollocks again. On his record, I don't keep it going. It's a lot of conditioning. Small for heavyweight in terms of height. I'm sure he's only 5'7". And I say only 5'7", I mean for heavyweight in terms. Hey, are you really 5'7"? No dodgy box in my house. I don't think he's going to be a 3-4. I think he's going to go the distance. I can't see him winning a knockout. Maybe one knockdown either way, I'm not too sure. But it's going to be a really scrappy fight.
Yeah, I think Tyson will go down a bit.
Side rider picking up 50 million. Not easy fights, but winnable fights.
Yeah.
So to fight someone like Tyson, I mean, the way only Josh has been going, he's doing really well actually. I watched his last fight, he's been doing really well. Proper turn the like corner. I fucked me off by him. I was going to say, well, he's going to have to fight one of them to get the bouts. Get the bouts after, because obviously whoever wins takes all the bouts. So do you reckon that something's in place? So if one of them does win in the way, Andy Joshua said he's already lined up for Saudi Arabia for the winner to fight Andy Joshua. If he's there, there's bound to be.
Yeah.
down to Monty soon.
Man City, the base we have won the title. But West Ham, they're not going to win upset sometimes. They don't, you know, they've got it, you know, to beat the Giants, really.
Yeah, who's Arsenal got for their last game? Arsenal's got Everton. Yeah, I think Everton are safe as such.
If Everton are safe, then it should be an Arsenal game.
Yeah, Everton's clearly safe now. But yeah, I mean, West Ham, I mean, if they win, they've got nothing to play for, really. I mean, no, if they win. Yeah. They're going to want to, like, do their part in that. So they're ninth, and they're going to finish ninth as long as Brighton. It just depends, you know, how well Brighton do tomorrow. But, you know, the teams above West Ham, you've got Man U, Newcastle, Chelsea, Tottenham, Villa, Liverpool, Arsenal, Man City. So I reckon that's where West Ham probably should be. In terms of, if you get another manager, are you going to break to those teams?
Well, unless they're going to spend money, and they're going to need a good coach. I mean, the likes of Unai Emery, someone like that, they can get the best out of not the highest quality players. And then they put the signings to be able to help them from the farm. But there isn't really anyone out there like that. It's like the Tegu from the
How pathetic was that from Tottenham fans celebrating my matches? Because obviously Tottenham not winning a against Man City, obviously puts them out of the Champions League.
Yeah.
And obviously going to the final game, they've got Sheffield United. That you'd assume Tottenham to beat Sheffield United. So if they could have managed to win against Man City, somehow then just beat Sheffield United. Because Villa's got Crystal Palace, which is going to be a tricky game. So yeah, it's not guaranteed. So.
Really,
really. You know, situation, you've got to think about your club first.
Yeah.
But would you rather your club be in Europa League and Arsenal not win the league, or your team be in the Champions League and Arsenal win the league?
Yeah, it's just,
I think you've got to think of your own club there and then not anything else.
Yeah, well, I mean,
into the games tomorrow is Jurgen Klopp's final game for Liverpool. Are James?
Yeah.
How do you reckon he's feeling about that?
I think James is going to be holding his Jurgen Klopp. It'll be colder tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll have to use there as always.
I've got some correspondence from James.
Yeah.
He says, I don't need to say anything. You know how shit United are. I bet you are there crying when you remember how good they were.
And, yeah, you know, obviously, you have to say something. You won't start to say anything. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, it's a very
these things take time sometimes as well,
so.
Well, Well, that'd be a bit controversial, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a few teams have had a bad season. I only feel like Villa's had a good season. Obviously, Arsenal and Man City have had a good season. Well, Man City, you expect them, but Arsenal had a good season.
Then,
and that's what I'm saying. It's boring when the same team wins the same. So I know Bayern Munich can win it this year. You know, when Juventus used to always win Serie A, obviously Bayern Munich used to always win the Bundesliga, and then the same two teams would win fucking the Liga. And obviously, it's like PSG and Paris. Like, you go there, you're gonna win like fucking three titles a season at least. I really hope Arsenal win the Premier League, just to break it off. Just. Remember back in day as well, back in day when you used to have people listening to the Walkman, to radio, to do games going on, so I know what I'm feeling. Proper that was. You don't need to, because you can get new plans on your phone and you don't have to listen to me. I feel like there was just better players.
It's a good thing to go to.
saying there's too much prawn sandwich brigade.
Yeah, there's too much coffee. Like, lots of banana and everything.
Yeah. There was porn star shorts.
Yeah.
Do you remember, he went from short shorts to like being extra large, everything was too big.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, 100%. The old kids were so much better than today's kids.
Yeah. So.
Right, I know what you're on about. I like Nigeria. And always seem to have a nice kid.
Yeah,
like, I said that, I've logged a few of Arsenal's kids lately. This season hasn't been the greatest. West Ham did not wore black kit, but the only warning like one like pre-season game. That was fucking nice.
Yeah,
James, yeah. Let us know your thoughts on your new manager.
Yeah.
And yeah, your thoughts going into next season, please, mate. I know we love you really.
Yeah.
So yeah, let us know your thoughts on your new manager and your thoughts going forward, please, mate.
Yeah,
right. Well, should we move on to some more correspondence? Right. We're going to Kirsty. Thanks. Hi, guys. Hope you're both well. I've been seeing this lad for a little bit. I've had a stupid conversation the other day. So I'm just wondering why men find the time of the month awkward.
Once a month, you know, for a cycle, and then the women things, they'll match up for and so the way I'm, the reason I'm saying it all like this is to give a general idea of what I like, because not so much now, because I've been in a relationship for 5 years.
As Jody says, it is natural. So, me, like Jody said, when you know your partner's going through the emotions and that, you just know. the one thing you don't want to say is throw it in the face that they're on the period. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
all
never
throw
it in the face. All it is just to say, you're being arsed.
Yeah.
I'm like, look, I know you're right.
I think that's one thing that I've learned to do is when you walk out work, or in her case, turn the laptop off.
Yeah.
Just turn that any care for work. It doesn't matter. It's gonna be there tomorrow regardless.
Yeah.
So just fucking don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But personally, I mean, for me, why do men find it the time of the month? I feel like, especially when you're young, you want to have sex more, isn't it? So,
yeah.
I feel like it's more from that. I feel they can't get none, but they don't want to go without, but you're not in the mood because you're obviously going through
emotions,
so to speak. So, I think it just stems from that, but they're gravy in time.
I'm sure they will.
So, I do feel though it takes like a few months, maybe years, you know, when you can just be completely open. Like, I would just say anything, and my partner, like, just be completely open. But I feel like that comes with time. So, yeah, you know, just have the comment back. I don't know what conversation we have, but yeah, I mean, maybe just because he wants to get some, and obviously you can't give him it, so he's just being a bit.
Yeah,
no, but like. No, but like, if it would be from their point of view, uncomfortable, worried about the blood.
Yeah,
but I've never done that, so. I forgot what it's called,
yeah.
Kirsten, thank you for that. So, moving on to our next correspondence, which I think you just touched on, which Sir Royley has said, since she's to a happily married, I'm not married by the way. So, take a question, doesn't it? Anyway, since she's to a married, questionable with JD sometimes. So Rory said, since you two are happily married, pressure on JD sometimes, one of the best tips for getting a partner and staying happy. So I feel you should go first with this, because obviously you're married, obviously.
Yeah.
Just because because obviously, as you just mentioned there, like, you don't talk about that kind of side. So, what are your thoughts on this? Only 7 years of grief, then you're the one who's got the problem, you're not going to be together. So, not that I'm a freaking bad way.
What you're saying is you're true to yourself.
Yeah.
You're not fake in terms of any emotion or any signs you're being. So forgetting a partner, I do actually feel you just have to be complete natural who you are. You know, don't say you like fucking jogging on a Sunday morning if you don't like getting out of bed.
Yeah.
Just be who you are. Just 100% honest. If you like doing fuck all, you like to do fuck all. You know, and in terms of keeping a partner happy, what would you say to that?
Having those conversations, have those awkward conversations, have the hard conversations. But if you're not happy about something, then say, don't speak in public, because that's not going to help for a long period of time. So, me, it's the fucking cooking or something, say it, cooking, and then you can have the conversation, and you're not cooking further, because I'm not the biggest fan of a lot of things, the noise is good. I'll say, yeah, that was nice, but I would prefer if you did this or something, you know, see it as well, whatever. Because it helps both of you in the long run.
Yeah,
stuff like that. And then still, you know, go out of your way to try and do things to make them feel happy and all, you know. So if they want flowers, get flowers every now and again, not all the time, because they get more and more.
Blowjob helps everything.
Yeah. And you can do that all the time.
Communication is just the best. Like, since we've had our daughter COVID, you know, we have spoken about, like, we don't want to argue in front of her. We don't argue a lot anyway, but we don't want to get even a little bit heated in front of her. So, you know, we've always said that we won't argue in front of her, even though, as I said, we don't really argue that much. You know, but when stuff gets heated, we just literally, you know, if not one of us just goes, let's just look at her. Look at that, and then you just talk. I feel like just talking, just, and that way it keeps you happy, because there's no resentment, no one's doing something that's pushing you off, like being under your skin. I think, you know, maybe staying happy is just communication, just knowing what the other person likes and don't like. And as JD is saying, like, you know, switch up sometimes, but within your lifestyle, you know, don't go, if she don't like skiing, don't book a skiing trip. I think heel things make a big difference, don't they? Especially as you get, when you're in a long time relationship, it's the little things I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, the other week I had a major event cinema series. Probably really hard. And I was on my own in there, kind of the part of the earth. And I was over at Harris. Small things here and there, just to be fair, that as well. Probably have a day on blood spot, okay? Even if it is just to the point of the road.
Hopefully, Ronnie, that helps with your questions. And now moving on, Lauren, what's an obvious thing the opposite gender would never understand? Now, I've got one of these. It's sitting on the toilet longer than you need to be. Because I feel girls just poop, do what they need to do, and go. Now, for men, they poop, and then they just, I can spend half an hour in the toilet. And for me, I don't rush it. I don't know why, and I feel like it's a man thing. And I think it's just the other week with the newspaper. I think it stems from them reading. Excuse me, no, okay. Well, yeah, so my thoughts of why men spend so much time in the toilet is because they used to read the newspaper,
yeah.
And obviously they used to read it from front to back or back to front, whatever, you know, sport for us. Yeah, maybe, I think we might have. So, yeah, that's my thing that I think women will never understand, because I can't imagine a woman hanging out of shit and sitting there for half an hour. So what do you think?
Yeah, to be fair, more
worst one's the green wipes, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah, like, you do it, and then, like, so Lauren, I hope that answers your questions. Now moving on to Jess. She says, what do you think happens when we die? Like, do you believe in an afterlife or something?
So, obviously, we've got the ghost episodes earlier on in the podcast. So, yeah, I'd say, I'm pretty confident to say you've got the same as well. There's definitely an afterlife of sorts, because we don't believe in ghosts.
I like the thought of ghosts, but I'd like to think there's an afterlife, but to what extent, like, the thought of it's nice, No, I'd like, yeah, I do believe in afterlife. I just don't know what it, I don't know if it's... That's a scary thing to think about. Is that,
yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, I used to be so fearful of dying.
Yeah.
You know, I used to like cry myself to sleep when I was like 7, thinking that my nan and granddad was going to die, like, because it was like 40 or something.
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing like that's why I'm here for. I do believe in afterlife, and I hope there is some. You know, when we die, we don't just stop. Yes, I hope that answers your question. Now, moving on, we've got a message from Joe saying, what's your most underrated simple pleasure? Because a few here, like, it's how simple do you want to go? It's that first beer after a hard day. That's a simple pleasure.
But I'm underrated one. That's
what I mean. Or, for me, I'm gonna go. The most simple pleasure for me is when I wake up in the middle of the night and we've got the baby in the big bed, the dog's on the bed, and everyone's just in bed, all just looking together, and I think. I'd always say to my partner, I bring Kobe into the bed, just to hear like a little baby snoring. My dog snoring, it's just, it's quite relaxing actually. So Joe, I hope that answers your question. I mean, if anyone else has got any underrated pleasures, just, pass them over.
Yeah.
Jay, did you want to shout out the hotline? I don't know. So our next one is from Noah, and what up lads, what would you do if you bought a girl in a club and she turned out to be a dude? I wouldn't be happy. I reckon you would give a cheeky blowjob still to make sure. Imagine that though. The hair gave you a cheeky blowjob. Would you tell anyone that she gave you, he gave you a blowjob? Or would you just keep that quiet?
Yeah. say it last year, it still wasn't a massive thing, was it?
I mean, look. Or just go through the basis of from what Noah's question is, obviously if you call the girl, obviously it's a boy. You have to kiss the boy. Put them home into the hotel. And then at what point, how far have you gone before you find out that she's not so well, I keep saying she. So so, you know, how, I couldn't open that person to my God.
Yeah.
If you have a cheeky, that's what you would say. If you have a cheeky look, mate. I think, though, back in the day, very near old, I don't know what you would have put. JD Steaming, back, you know, you've got him back to your flat or back to the hotel. I don't know. And honestly, I could wish I could describe what I'm thinking. Is JD of yeah, yeah. So you wouldn't be afraid. That's what I'm trying to get at. I wouldn't have come to her. No, because JD of old, there was no filtering in terms of sex. So it's just, I don't know if Jay, look, I know you wouldn't have gone anything, but back then, after, you know, you would have went through a few beers, mate. A few beers. But basically, then anyway, wasn't it? Some of them, you did a grenade for. Yeah, never let them down. So, Noah, I hope that answers your question. mate, you know me. I wouldn't even. One, if it happened, no one would ever know. I think I would have done that, yeah. That, and I would not ever. I think, you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm not an aggressive boy, but I think that would have put me over the edge. Because, you know, if you are coming with those kind of, like, stuff, you've just got to be from the start, man. Like, even if it is, you know, just like, start making me gay. You know what I mean? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Just a man's man.
Yeah.
So, I definitely wouldn't have put her corner on it. So, Noah, I hope that answers your question. Noah, judging from your question, I think you would have something big. But do you think Noah would have done that? Do you reckon he would have gotten a cheeky something? That's it. I mean, if Noah's like 20 years old, I mean, he's probably done it before. He's probably dressed up as the girl, to be honest. Just for a crack. Yeah. So yeah, Noah, thanks for your question, as always, and now moving on to Carl. And Carl's asked, would you rather be able to change the past or have the ability to see into the future?
Yeah, I have heard this question before.
Well, what would you do? Changing the past doesn't correlate to your present. It's more benefit. I think the first thing anyone would do is do that. Give themselves fucking more evidence, 100 million, fucking done. Yeah, so yeah, I'm the same with JD on that call. So moving on now, we've got Laura, and she's put driving with JD, though. Two men, yeah, we're now driving with JD and Ash. Two men only get attracted to women they find pretty.
Now,
we've got two lads on the bridge. The two lads are okay, you're going off, mate. Gotta do it sometimes. Why not on the beach? Why on that bridge for? Just being like fucking. Yeah. Some ginger man with a beard, like just being kids. So, back to Laura's question is, do men only get attracted to women they find pretty? Now, no debris in the road there. But what I'm saying is, I don't have a preference when it comes to girls. So I'm not into blondes more than brunettes. I'm not into blue eyes more than I am green. So in that aspect, I feel you can find anyone attractive in that kind of sense, because I don't have to hit a certain criteria. Sometimes I look at women with tattoos and I'm like, why did I do that? And sometimes it does look good. Well, I find do men only get attracted to women they find pretty? I suppose it's yes, because you can know someone's good looking, but then to be attracted to them, you have to find them.
Yeah.
I think the question to that is, yeah, maybe. Well, you've got to have personality, you've got to have something about you more than just, because you can't just be. So, I don't know, mate, because you could have. I'm going to answer this, I'm going to go, I don't know, actually, because I'm going to sit on the fence with that. So what are you saying on that? What's your take on that then? That's pretty, So, Laura, I hope that answers your question. And now, finally, we've got Abby, and she says, have you guys had any dating fails like poor little James Buckley? And then his mate ends up taking his girl home, and then he airports and other chickens. Remember, that was the story of it, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So, do you want to start on this one, Jai? Have you got any dieting files? Sense of phrase, that's it. I've had this a few times. So nothing's distant like James Butler. But so the first time obviously goes an adult. I must have been about 20. And as is, when you're single, you start speaking to girls, and the first girl I was speaking to, I remember, you want that first, you want that rebound, you want that attention from someone else. There's just no two ways about it. You want that rebound, you want that communication, nothing more than just to validate you that you can, not so much move on, but you can fucking, you got it basically. I was speaking to this one girl. And I can't remember her fucking name now. I was speaking for like 2 weeks and it went to New York. And on the day, you know, your message was still meaning. No response. And I'm like, oh my god, so I had to go to my mate Leslie. What do I do? Because I don't want to, like, I didn't say begging to go on a run, but I don't want to I don't want to, like, be that guy that's, like, fucking, like, come across as bothered for you because it's one of them, ain't it? And he was like, yeah, that's not bothered with that. Fuck it. We meant to meet at a certain time, and that time had passed, there was no communication back. And I remember from that forward then, she messaged me back. And I said to Leslie, because my mate Leslie, he started leaving her a couple of doors up the time. And he went, the best thing you can do is just put, I can't remember what she said. She said she had to, and he was like, it's a lie. Gone for it, just message you back saying no problem. And I fucking did. And I tell you what, man, it's a fucking great feeling, isn't it? But the fail was obviously, you know, that first rebound, I suppose, got ghosted or whatever you want to call it now. The day after or whatever it was. But yeah, I got mugged off like that, but the other time, that was more me. No, I won't go. I'll save that one for another day if the right question comes back. I don't know talking about like past stuff like that when it comes to girls. I'm not one for being quite open with stuff like that. I will say this though. I don't want to get back. If the right question comes about, I'll get into some of the stuff. But yeah, so that is all for our correspondence. So hopefully, Abby. Right. So you've had nothing like that? You've had nothing where you've been slowly mugged off? I'll tell you what, though. When I was freshly single, you had that double date. Remember that double date lined up? Jade is a proper mate, like within a week. So, double dating. And to be fair, I can't remember the two girls. But anyway, yeah, I know what you remember, but I've been around the time thinking, these girls are just fucking slats, mate. Like, there was like being kiddish, showed nothing that they wanted it. And now, I remember like a few weeks later, you come back and says, you know, from the outside, if you would have said you would have been right from that, I would have been like, nah, nothing, mate. You would have got nothing from that. But yeah, so like from that moment, I was like, that was a fail at the time, but obviously from there. I don't know, though. I had this thing.
just girls with bare feet in a club, and he's the fucking one of us when they had big feet, like, it's just, I don't know,
it's just something I just didn't like.
No, I don't think that was that time.
What?
I don't know, I think, not just you,
I was speaking to a girl in the club, and then I had another girl message me.
I was in the club,
and the girl went, "Is that your girlfriend?" And I went, "I have a girlfriend." And she knew he wasn't, but like, she was like, "Well, I hope you don't suppose he wasn't like that, because obviously he was obviously not that, like, you know what kind of talk he was." So that was another fail by me. To be fair, I could probably go through a bit, mate, to be fair, if you really think about it. I'm just trying to keep my options open. Oh, but now I wouldn't want to. Now I just fucking wouldn't chase it. But you know when you wouldn't chase it over too much further? Cheaper as well, because you think you'll go out, meet someone online, then. We're just going off what? How we've seen still life as we've spoken about kids now. Right. I think I'll just be more blinder now, like, this is what I want. This is all I want from it,
yeah.
And then just go from that. But yeah, I mean, would I probably keep it? I've probably had a few fouls on that, like rookie errors. Which is a fail. I went on three different days. So it was the same place, watched the same movie, went to the same, but the same, no, stop, so did the arcade bar thing. And I remember the doorman, because he was in the doors, like the Friday, the Saturday, and the Sunday. And on the Sunday, he laughed and shook his head. And I remember that, I can't remember who it was with. Person going, "What's that?" And I was like, "I don't know," but it made it that obvious. Like, I've had a few fails on that, but no, I watched the Trainers movie three times, 3 days. It's a fucking shit film. That's the first one. I don't even like it. I don't even like the Trainers. And that comes full circle to James Buckley, I suppose, as well. And a brilliant segue to finish this episode.
So yeah, as always, links are in the description. Send us the contacts, emails, and all that. Hopefully, you've all enjoyed it. If not, well, of course, you're listening. always appreciate it.
Yeah,
make sure you share it, like it, follow it if you're new. Always appreciate it. All appreciate all the messages and that. Good luck for Liverpool tomorrow and for next season. Hopefully, I'll start playing something.
Bye-bye.
Strap your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny. You can't deny. Deny.